The Nature of Design, Ecology, Culture, and Human Intention, David W. Orr, 2002. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Nature of Design, Ecology, Culture, and Human Intention, written by David W. Orr, is a book that explores the relationship between design and the environment. It examines the ways in which design can be used to create a more sustainable and equitable world. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 looks at the history of design and its relationship to ecology, Part 2 examines the role of culture in design, and Part 3 looks at the implications of design for the future. In Part 1, Orr examines the history of design and its relationship to ecology. He looks at the ways in which design has been used to shape the environment, from the ancient Greeks to the modern day. He also looks at the ways in which design has been used to create a more sustainable world, such as the use of renewable energy sources and the development of green building techniques. In Part 2, Orr examines the role of culture in design. He looks at the ways in which culture shapes design, from the influence of religion to the impact of technology. He also looks at the ways in which design can be used to create a more equitable world, such as the use of participatory design and the development of public spaces. In Part 3, Orr looks at the implications of design for the future. He examines the ways in which design can be used to create a more sustainable and equitable world, such as the use of green technologies and the development of sustainable cities. He also looks at the ways in which design can be used to create a more just and equitable world, such as the use of participatory design and the development of public spaces. The Nature of Design is an important book for anyone interested in the relationship between design and the environment. It provides an in-depth look at the history of design and its relationship to ecology, the role of culture in design, and the implications of design for the future. It is an essential read for anyone interested in creating a more sustainable and equitable world. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Design is an essential part of human life. Design is the process of creating and shaping the environment to meet human needs and desires. It is a fundamental part of our culture and is essential for our survival. Design is an essential part of human life. It is the process of creating and shaping the environment to meet human needs and desires. Design is a fundamental part of our culture and is essential for our survival. It is the way we interact with the world around us, and it is the way we create and shape our environment to meet our needs. Design is the way we express our creativity and our values, and it is the way we create and maintain our identity. Design is the way we create and maintain our relationships with others, and it is the way we create and maintain our sense of belonging. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of purpose and meaning in life. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of beauty and harmony. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of order and balance. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of security and safety. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of well-being and happiness. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of community and connection. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of identity and belonging. Design is the way we create and maintain our sense of purpose and meaning in life. Main idea number 2. Nature is the ultimate source of design. Nature is the ultimate source of design, providing us with the materials, processes, and inspiration to create our own designs. Nature is the ultimate source of design. From the intricate patterns of a snowflake to the complex structure of a beehive, nature has provided us with countless examples of design. Nature's designs are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also highly functional. By studying nature's designs, we can gain insight into how to create our own designs that are both beautiful and effective. Nature also provides us with the materials and processes necessary to create our own designs. From the fibers of plants to the minerals of the earth, nature provides us with the raw materials to create our own works of art. Nature also provides us with the processes to transform these materials into something new. From the process of photosynthesis to the process of metamorphosis, nature provides us with the tools to create something unique. Finally, nature provides us with inspiration. From the beauty of a sunset to the majesty of a mountain, nature can inspire us to create something new. Nature's beauty can be a source of creative energy, allowing us to create something that is both beautiful and functional. Nature is the ultimate source of design, providing us with the materials, processes, and inspiration to create our own designs. By studying nature's designs, utilizing its materials and processes, and being inspired by its beauty, we can create our own works of art that are both aesthetically pleasing and highly functional. Main idea number 3. Design is a process of learning. Design is a process of learning, experimentation, and adaptation. It is a process of trial and error, of making mistakes and learning from them. Design is a process of learning, experimentation, and adaptation. It is a process of trial and error, of making mistakes and learning from them. Through this process, designers can gain insight into the complexities of the world around them and develop creative solutions to problems. Designers must be willing to take risks, to explore new ideas, and to challenge existing assumptions. They must be open to feedback and criticism, and be willing to adjust their designs in response. By engaging in this process of learning, designers can create meaningful and lasting solutions to the challenges they face. Design is also a process of discovery. By exploring the possibilities of a given problem, designers can uncover new insights and uncover hidden opportunities. Through this process, designers can gain a deeper understanding of the context in which they are working and develop innovative solutions that are tailored to the specific needs of their clients. By engaging in this process of discovery, designers can create solutions that are both effective and aesthetically pleasing. Design is ultimately a process of transformation. By engaging in the process of learning, experimentation, and adaptation, designers can transform their ideas into tangible solutions. Through this process, designers can create meaningful and lasting change in the world around them. By engaging in this process of transformation, designers can create solutions that are both meaningful and lasting. Main idea number 4. Design is a form of communication. Design is a form of communication, a way of expressing ideas and values. It is a way of conveying information and creating meaning. Design is a form of communication, a way of expressing ideas and values. It is a way of conveying information and creating meaning. Design is a powerful tool for communicating with others, and it can be used to create a visual language that speaks to people in a way that words alone cannot. Design can be used to create a visual representation of a concept, to create a visual narrative, or to create a visual experience. Design can also be used to create a visual identity, to create a sense of place, or to create a sense of belonging. Design is a way of expressing emotions, thoughts, and ideas. It is a way of conveying a message, and it can be used to create a visual language that speaks to people in a way that words alone cannot. Design can be used to create a visual representation of a concept, to create a visual narrative, or to create a visual experience. Design can also be used to create a visual identity, to create a sense of place, or to create a sense of belonging. Design is a form of communication that can be used to create a dialogue between people, to create a shared understanding, and to create a shared experience. Design can be used to create a visual language that speaks to people in a way that words alone cannot. Design can be used to create a visual representation of a concept, to create a visual narrative, or to create a visual experience. Design can also be used to create a visual identity, to create a sense of place, or to create a sense of belonging. Main idea number 5. Design is a form of problem solving. Design is a form of problem solving, a way of finding solutions to complex problems. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating a solution that meets the needs of the user. Design is a form of problem solving, a way of finding solutions to complex problems. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating a solution that meets the needs of the user. Designers must consider the context of the problem, the environment, the culture, and the user's needs and preferences. They must also consider the impact of the solution on the environment, the economy, and society. Designers must be creative and innovative in their approach to problem solving, and must be able to think outside the box to come up with solutions that are both practical and aesthetically pleasing. Designers must also be able to communicate their ideas effectively, so that their solutions can be implemented and used by the people who need them. Design is a process of trial and error, of experimentation and iteration. It is a process of learning from mistakes and refining solutions until they are the best they can be. Designers must be able to think critically and analytically, and must be able to evaluate their solutions objectively. They must also be able to collaborate with others, and be open to feedback and criticism. Designers must be able to take risks and be willing to fail in order to find the best solutions. Design is a form of problem solving that requires creativity, innovation, and collaboration. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating a solution that meets the needs of the user. Designers must be able to think critically and analytically, and must be able to evaluate their solutions objectively. They must also be able to communicate their ideas effectively, so that their solutions can be implemented and used by the people who need them. Main idea number 6. Design is a form of creativity. Design is a form of creativity, a way of expressing ideas and creating something new. It is a process of exploration and experimentation, of taking risks and pushing boundaries. Design is a form of creativity, a way of expressing ideas and creating something new. It is a process of exploration and experimentation, of taking risks and pushing boundaries. It is a way of problem solving, of finding solutions to complex challenges. It is a way of making sense of the world around us, of understanding how things work and how they can be improved. Design is a way of looking at the world with a critical eye, of questioning the status quo and seeking out new possibilities. Design is a form of communication, of conveying messages and ideas to others. It is a way of connecting with people, of creating meaningful experiences and relationships. It is a way of expressing emotions and feelings, of telling stories and creating memories. Design is a way of making the intangible tangible, of bringing ideas to life and making them accessible to others. Design is a form of art, of creating something beautiful and meaningful. It is a way of expressing oneself, of expressing one's values and beliefs. It is a way of expressing one's identity, of creating something unique and personal. Design is a way of expressing one's creativity, of exploring new ideas and pushing the boundaries of what is possible. Main idea number 7. Design is a form of stewardship. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must consider the impact of their designs on the environment, both in terms of the materials used and the energy consumed. They must also consider the impact of their designs on the people who will use them, and the impact of their designs on the environment in the long term. Designers must strive to create designs that are both aesthetically pleasing and environmentally responsible. Designers must also consider the ethical implications of their designs. They must consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the people who will use them, and the society in which they will be used. Designers must strive to create designs that are both aesthetically pleasing and ethically responsible. They must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment in the long term, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must consider the impact of their designs on the environment, both in terms of the materials used and the energy consumed. They must also consider the impact of their designs on the people who will use them, and the impact of their designs on the environment in the long term. Designers must strive to create designs that are both aesthetically pleasing and environmentally responsible, as well as ethically responsible. Main idea number 8. Design is a form of collaboration. Design is a form of collaboration, a way of working together to create something new. It is a process of working together to understand the problem, explore solutions, and create a solution that meets the needs of the user. Design is a form of collaboration, a way of working together to create something new. It is a process of working together to understand the problem, explore solutions, and create a solution that meets the needs of the user. Collaboration is essential to the design process, as it allows for the exchange of ideas and perspectives, and the development of a shared understanding of the problem. Through collaboration, designers can create innovative solutions that are tailored to the specific needs of the user. Collaboration also allows for the development of a shared vision for the project. By working together, designers can create a unified vision for the project that is based on the collective understanding of the problem and the desired outcome. This shared vision can help to ensure that the project is successful and that the final product meets the needs of the user. Design is a collaborative process that requires the input of multiple stakeholders. It is important to involve all stakeholders in the design process, as this allows for a more comprehensive understanding of the problem and the potential solutions. By working together, designers can create a solution that is tailored to the specific needs of the user and that meets the goals of the project. Main idea number 9. Design is a form of activism. Design is a form of activism, a way of using design to create social change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are socially responsible and respectful of human rights. Design is a form of activism, a way of using design to create social change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are socially responsible and respectful of human rights. Designers can use their skills to create products, services, and experiences that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also have a positive impact on society. This could include designing products that are more sustainable, creating services that are more accessible, or creating experiences that are more inclusive. Designers can also use their skills to create campaigns and initiatives that raise awareness of social issues and encourage people to take action. Design activism is about more than just creating beautiful objects, it is about creating meaningful change. It is about using design to challenge the status quo and create a better world. Designers can use their skills to create products, services, and experiences that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also have a positive impact on society. This could include designing products that are more sustainable, creating services that are more accessible, or creating experiences that are more inclusive. Designers can also use their skills to create campaigns and initiatives that raise awareness of social issues and encourage people to take action. Design activism is a powerful tool for creating positive change. It is a way of using design to create social change and make the world a better place. Designers can use their skills to create products, services, and experiences that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also have a positive impact on society. This could include designing products that are more sustainable, creating services that are more accessible, or creating experiences that are more inclusive. Designers can also use their skills to create campaigns and initiatives that raise awareness of social issues and encourage people to take action. Main idea number 10. Design is a form of art. Design is a form of art, a way of expressing ideas and creating something beautiful. It is a process of exploration and experimentation, of taking risks and pushing boundaries to create something unique and meaningful. Design is a form of art, a way of expressing ideas and creating something beautiful. It is a process of exploration and experimentation, of taking risks and pushing boundaries to create something unique and meaningful. Designers use a variety of tools and techniques to create their work, from traditional drawing and painting to digital media and 3D modeling. They must also consider the context in which their work will be seen, from the physical environment to the cultural and social environment. Designers must be aware of the impact their work has on the world around them, and strive to create something that is both aesthetically pleasing and socially responsible. Design is a creative process that requires an understanding of the principles of design, such as composition, color, form, and typography. It also requires an understanding of the materials and techniques used to create the work, such as printing, photography, and digital media. Designers must also be aware of the cultural and social implications of their work, and strive to create something that is both aesthetically pleasing and socially responsible. Design is an ever-evolving field, and designers must stay up to date with the latest trends and technologies. They must also be aware of the impact their work has on the world around them, and strive to create something that is both aesthetically pleasing and socially responsible. Design is a form of art, a way of expressing ideas and creating something beautiful. Main idea number 11. Design is a form of play. Design is a form of play, a way of exploring ideas and creating something fun. It is a process of experimentation and exploration, of taking risks and pushing boundaries to create something enjoyable and entertaining. Design is a form of play, a way of exploring ideas and creating something fun. It is a process of experimentation and exploration, of taking risks and pushing boundaries to create something enjoyable and entertaining. Through design, we can explore our own creativity and imagination, and create something that is unique and meaningful. Design is a way of expressing ourselves and our ideas, and of connecting with others. It is a way of learning and growing, of discovering new possibilities and creating something that is truly our own. Design is a form of play that encourages us to think outside the box and to take risks. It is a way of challenging ourselves and our ideas, and of pushing the boundaries of what is possible. It is a way of learning and growing, of discovering new possibilities and creating something that is truly our own. Design is a way of expressing ourselves and our ideas, and of connecting with others. It is a way of exploring our own creativity and imagination, and creating something that is unique and meaningful. Design is a form of play that allows us to explore our own creativity and imagination, and to create something that is unique and meaningful. It is a way of expressing ourselves and our ideas, and of connecting with others. It is a way of learning and growing, of discovering new possibilities and creating something that is truly our own. Through design, we can take risks and push boundaries to create something enjoyable and entertaining. Main idea number 12. Design is a form of storytelling. Design is a form of storytelling, a way of conveying ideas and creating meaning. It is a process of understanding the story, exploring solutions, and creating a design that conveys the story in a meaningful way. Design is a form of storytelling, a way of conveying ideas and creating meaning. It is a process of understanding the story, exploring solutions, and creating a design that conveys the story in a meaningful way. Through design, we can tell stories that are both meaningful and memorable. We can create visuals that evoke emotion and communicate a message. We can use design to create experiences that are both engaging and inspiring. Design is a powerful tool for storytelling. It can be used to create a narrative, to evoke emotion, and to communicate a message. It can be used to create a visual language that speaks to the audience. Design can be used to create a unique experience that is both memorable and meaningful. It can be used to create a story that resonates with the audience and leaves a lasting impression. Design is a form of storytelling that can be used to create powerful experiences. It is a process of understanding the story, exploring solutions, and creating a design that conveys the story in a meaningful way. Through design, we can tell stories that are both meaningful and memorable. We can create visuals that evoke emotion and communicate a message. We can use design to create experiences that are both engaging and inspiring. Main idea number 13. Design is a form of education. Design is a form of education, a way of teaching and learning. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating a design that is educational and engaging. Design is a form of education, a way of teaching and learning. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating a design that is educational and engaging. Through design, we can learn about the world around us, our place in it, and how to make it better. Design can be used to create experiences that are meaningful and memorable, and to foster understanding and appreciation of the environment. It can also be used to create tools and products that are useful and enjoyable. Design is a powerful tool for learning, and it can be used to create meaningful and lasting change. Design is a form of communication, a way of expressing ideas and conveying information. It can be used to create visual representations of complex concepts, to communicate ideas in a way that is accessible and understandable. Design can also be used to create interactive experiences that are engaging and enjoyable. Through design, we can create experiences that are meaningful and memorable, and that foster understanding and appreciation of the world around us. Design is a form of problem solving, a way of finding solutions to complex challenges. It can be used to create innovative solutions to difficult problems, and to develop products and services that are useful and enjoyable. Design can also be used to create experiences that are meaningful and memorable, and to foster understanding and appreciation of the environment. Design is a powerful tool for problem solving, and it can be used to create meaningful and lasting change. Main idea number 14. Design is a form of healing. Design is a form of healing, a way of using design to create positive change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are healing and empowering. Design is a form of healing, a way of using design to create positive change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are healing and empowering. Design can be used to address physical, mental, and emotional issues, as well as social and environmental issues. It can be used to create spaces that are calming and restorative, to create products that are safe and accessible, and to create experiences that are meaningful and inspiring. Design can be used to create a sense of belonging and connection, to foster understanding and empathy, and to create a sense of hope and possibility. Design is a powerful tool for healing, and it can be used to create positive change in our lives and in our communities. It can be used to create a sense of safety and security, to create a sense of belonging and connection, and to create a sense of hope and possibility. Design can be used to create products and services that are accessible and inclusive, to create experiences that are meaningful and inspiring, and to create spaces that are calming and restorative. Design can be used to foster understanding and empathy, to create a sense of belonging and connection, and to create a sense of hope and possibility. Design is a powerful tool for healing, and it can be used to create positive change in our lives and in our communities. It can be used to create a sense of safety and security, to create a sense of belonging and connection, and to create a sense of hope and possibility. Design can be used to create products and services that are accessible and inclusive, to create experiences that are meaningful and inspiring, and to create spaces that are calming and restorative. Design can be used to foster understanding and empathy, to create a sense of belonging and connection, and to create a sense of hope and possibility. Main idea number 15. Design is a form of sustainability. Design is a form of sustainability, a way of creating designs that are environmentally responsible and respectful of the environment. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of sustainability, a way of creating designs that are environmentally responsible and respectful of the environment. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. This process involves considering the impact of design decisions on the environment, the economy, and society. It also involves understanding the needs of the environment, the economy, and society, and creating designs that meet those needs. Designers must consider the long-term effects of their designs, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society. This includes understanding the environmental, economic, and social implications of their designs, and creating designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society. This includes understanding the environmental, economic, and social implications of their designs, and creating designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society. This includes understanding the environmental, economic, and social implications of their designs, and creating designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society. This includes understanding the environmental, economic, and social implications of their designs, and creating designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society. This includes understanding the environmental, economic, and social implications of their designs, and creating designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the economy, and society, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of sustainability, a way of creating designs that are environmentally responsible and respectful of the environment. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. This process involves considering the impact of design decisions on the environment, the economy, and society. It also involves understanding the needs of the environment, the economy, and society, and creating designs that meet those needs. Designers must consider the long-term effects of their designs, and strive to create designs that are both sustainable and respectful of the environment. Main idea number 16. Design is a form of justice. Design is a form of justice, a way of using design to create social justice. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are just and equitable. Design is a form of justice, a way of using design to create social justice. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are just and equitable. Designers must consider the needs of all stakeholders, including those who are most vulnerable, and strive to create solutions that are fair and equitable. This means taking into account the social, economic, and environmental impacts of design decisions, and ensuring that the design process is inclusive and participatory. Designers must also be aware of the power dynamics at play in the design process, and strive to create designs that are equitable and just. Designers must also be mindful of the potential for their designs to perpetuate existing power structures and inequalities. They must be aware of the potential for their designs to be used to oppress or marginalize certain groups, and strive to create designs that are equitable and just. This means taking into account the needs of all stakeholders, including those who are most vulnerable, and striving to create solutions that are fair and equitable. Design is a powerful tool for creating social justice, and designers must use it responsibly. By understanding the power dynamics at play in the design process, and striving to create designs that are equitable and just, designers can help create a more just and equitable world. Main idea number 17. Design is a form of resilience. Design is a form of resilience, a way of creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. Design is a form of resilience, a way of creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. Designers must consider the context of their designs, the environment in which they will be used, and the potential for change over time. This requires an understanding of the dynamics of the environment, the potential for change, and the ability to anticipate and respond to those changes. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the people who will use them, and the resources available to them. Designers must also consider the potential for failure and the need for redundancy and backup systems. This requires an understanding of the potential for failure and the ability to design systems that are robust and resilient. Designers must also consider the potential for unintended consequences and the need for feedback loops to monitor and adjust the design as needed. Finally, designers must consider the potential for scalability and the need for designs that can be adapted to different contexts and environments. Design is a form of resilience, a way of creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions. By understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions, designers can create designs that are resilient and adaptive to changing conditions and can help ensure the success of their designs in the long term. Main idea number 18. Design is a form of stewardship. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must consider the impact of their designs on the environment, both in terms of the materials used and the energy consumed. They must also consider the impact of their designs on the people who will use them, and the impact of their designs on the environment in the long term. Designers must strive to create designs that are both aesthetically pleasing and ecologically sound. Designers must also consider the ethical implications of their designs. They must consider the impact of their designs on the environment, the people who will use them, and the society in which they will be used. Designers must strive to create designs that are socially responsible and that promote the well-being of all people. Designers must also consider the impact of their designs on the environment in the long term, and strive to create designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Design is a form of stewardship, a way of caring for the environment and preserving its resources. It is a process of understanding the environment, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are sustainable and respectful of the environment. Designers must strive to create designs that are both aesthetically pleasing and ecologically sound, and that promote the well-being of all people. By doing so, designers can help to ensure that the environment is preserved for future generations. Main idea number 19. Design is a form of transformation. Design is a form of transformation, a way of using design to create positive change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are transformative and empowering. Design is a form of transformation, a way of using design to create positive change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are transformative and empowering. Design is not just about aesthetics, but about creating meaningful solutions that can have a lasting impact. It is about understanding the context of the problem, the people involved, and the environment in which the design will be implemented. It is about creating designs that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also functional and sustainable. Design is about creating something that is more than just a product or service, but a way of life. Design is a way of thinking, a way of looking at the world and understanding how it works. It is about understanding the relationships between people, technology, and the environment. It is about creating designs that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also functional and sustainable. Design is about creating something that is more than just a product or service, but a way of life. Design is about creating something that is meaningful and has the potential to make a lasting impact. Design is a form of transformation, a way of using design to create positive change. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are transformative and empowering. Design is not just about aesthetics, but about creating meaningful solutions that can have a lasting impact. It is about understanding the context of the problem, the people involved, and the environment in which the design will be implemented. It is about creating designs that are not only aesthetically pleasing, but also functional and sustainable. Design is about creating something that is more than just a product or service, but a way of life. Main idea number 20. Design is a form of intention. Design is a form of intention, a way of using design to create something meaningful. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are intentional and meaningful. Design is a form of intention, a way of using design to create something meaningful. It is a process of understanding the problem, exploring solutions, and creating designs that are intentional and meaningful. Designers must consider the context of the problem, the environment, the culture, and the people involved in order to create a design that is both effective and meaningful. Designers must also consider the impact of their design on the environment, the economy, and society. By understanding the implications of their design, designers can create designs that are both meaningful and sustainable. Design is a form of communication, a way of conveying ideas and messages to others. Designers must consider the audience, the message, and the medium when creating a design. They must also consider the impact of their design on the audience, the environment, and the economy. By understanding the implications of their design, designers can create designs that are both effective and meaningful. Design is a form of expression, a way of expressing ideas and emotions. Designers must consider the context, the message, and the medium when creating a design. They must also consider the impact of their design on the environment, the economy, and society. By understanding the implications of their design, designers can create designs that are both meaningful and expressive.